For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, and joined as always by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with the Conservation Report. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, we've finally had that cold weather kind of sweep in here at the end of the week now and getting things changed to seasons now a little bit more like it should feel after we had a couple of record warm type days here in the Nishna Valley. And I guess folks are probably out and doing some things. I know you've been on some recent hunting trips yourself, and it's probably picking up a little bit.
It is. Yeah, this is the best time of year as far as hunting goes. The only problem or complaint I have about it is it seems like all the good stuff wants to happen at once, and you just don't have enough time for everything. You know, you got the deer rut going on now, you got pheasant season open, waterfowl season open, so it's sometimes hard to pick which one you want to do, but nonetheless there are a lot of options out there. And like you said, the recent normal temperatures, I guess I would say, we go from 80 degrees down to the 20s and 30s. This is the time of the year that the hunting really gets good. So now if we can just get rid of some of these winds for a while, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, and that's something that's interesting, I guess, that we never really talk about. You mentioned that there's so much going on at once that, you know, you kind of got to pick and choose. And I think guys maybe find the certain one that kind of maybe tugs at their heart a little bit more for whatever reason that experience may be. I guess, do you see that a lot? Do guys seem to be more specialized in certain types of seasons that they like, or are there variety type hunters out there?
There are some people that kind of do a little bit of everything, but then, you know, you have kind of Iowa being the big deer hunting state that it is, you have some really diehard deer hunters, and especially bow hunters this time of the year. They really live for this time of the year when the deer activity is really picking up. You know, if you've driven any of the roads lately, you'll notice that there's a lot of dead deer on the roadsides. And so, you know, this is the time of the year for people to be out in the woods deer hunting. But, you know, it seems like deer hunters and waterfowl hunters are both two sportsmen and women that have really a passion for their sport, and they tend to kind of stick to just that one or specialize in it. Mm-hmm. I was down at Riverton Wildlife Area last weekend, and there was the big duck season migration was going on, and there was a lot of hunters down there, and I was happy to say that noticed several female hunters out there in the marsh duck hunting. So that's always good to see. And of course, it's good to see kids getting their start, whether it's deer or ducks or pheasants or whatever the case may be. So it's really good to see new people getting into the sport of hunting.
Yeah, and you mentioned a few different bird species there, and it's that time of year where we're still starting to see some more of that migration occur. We kind of had some of the songbirds maybe make their way already kind of out of the area and anticipating that cold weather, and now you start to get maybe more of that influx of some of the waterfowl and other hardier type birds that are starting to make their way now south, and we've been seeing some interesting things around the area.
Yeah, definitely. Last weekend when we had kind of a little bit of rain followed by some really cold temps, we saw a major push of waterfowl move through the area. And it kind of included everything from white front geese to, mallards and various duck species that were finding their way south. But, yeah, it's always interesting to see. You can kind of – and that's what duck hunters – tend to do. They tend to watch the weather, I would say, more than any other type of hunter, because they know that, you know, cold weather or freezing temps or even snow up in the Dakotas makes for good hunting down here in Iowa the next few days. So we've seen a little bit of that happen, and the waterfowl counts that we do weekly are definitely indicating that the migration is really starting to peak.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at the last report here, some of the numbers. There was a big spike, duck count statewide. They said on November 3rd, increased 53%. Mallards being one of the biggest that increased by 145% just during that kind of 2-day period there with November 2nd and 3rd, as you mentioned, with some of that weather that came in. So pretty interesting to see how those things happen kind of in an immediate fashion sometimes. And I guess you get out there and match the migration and conditions as soon as you can.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the winds are definitely important as well. North winds kind of help push those birds south, and you know they're no dummies. They know that that wind at their tails definitely going to help them conserve some energy and make their way south a little bit easier. So those are things definitely to look out for. It's always interesting to see when you have those major changes in weather, and you start to see those birds, the different variety of species of birds that we sometimes will see here in Iowa. I've had reports lately of people seeing a golden eagle up by Bays Branch or Lake Panorama area. I was down at Riverton in Fremont County last weekend and saw a handful of sandhill cranes down there. And, you know, it's neat that we kind of are a stopping grounds for some of these unique species, as well as the trumpeter swans are really starting to increase their numbers here locally. And, of course, Atlantic is a major kind of wintering area for the trumpeter swans locally.
Yeah, and we always have a little bit of fun with that here locally as well. And Cass County naturalist Laura Canning does a great job of putting on a couple of different things related to the swans here during the season. I know a little bit later down the road during the winter season, she'll have the soiree with the swans out there. You can come and visit them as they're visiting there on Lake 4 at the Schoberg Quarry. One of the things that we do prior to that is that she does a little contest to have folks try to predict when do you think the first trumpeter swans will arrive at the quarry, and they're asking you to get your prediction in for that now. You can call the Conservation Board office at 712-769-2372, leave a message there and a return phone number if they're not in, and they will not allow duplicate dates, so each person will get to pick a date, and once you have it, that's yours to try to win. And the one prediction per family, and then the sponsors will determine the official arrival of more than six trumpeter swans to Lake 4 there at the Schoberg Quarry. And if they arrive before the date that they have set for the deadline for guesses, November 22nd, then no more dates will be taken. The winner will receive a trumpeter swan prize, and it's a contest for residents of Cass County. So have a little fun with that. And, yeah, they're asking you to call that in here before November 22nd, and got all kinds of dates. And you can look back here on this story as well on our Ag Outdoor page at KJN.com, and it gives you all the different arrival dates and departure dates that they've had here in recent history. And November 22nd date was the date last year that they were arriving here in the area. So pretty interesting to see that and how that fluctuates a little bit also with the weather each year, Grant.
Yeah, it is. And I would venture to say, if you went and looked back at the records, that typically that arrival date is not too far off from year to year, unless the weather is just really, you know, really out of sorts. But they kind of know the weather better than we do, so those are definitely things to look for.
Yeah, so let's have some fun with that. I know here, too, as we now get into some other seasons that are going on here hunting-wise, you want folks that are out there that are seeing things that might not be up to snuff to be reporting those types of things, and there's a program here in the state to be able to turn in those folks that aren't behaving properly out there during the hunting season.
Yeah, I wanted to take a minute and talk about our TIP program, which stands for Turn In Poachers. And it's a program that's been around for quite a while. People don't necessarily have to go through the program. However, if you don't know the number to the officer in your county, you can call that number anytime, day or night, statewide, and they will get the information to that officer. But, yeah, you know, I always tell people that typically there's one conservation officer in Iowa for every two counties, and as you can imagine, that's a pretty big task at times to try and enforce hunting regulations when you've got such a large area to cover and quite a few people to try and manage and serve. And so we rely probably more so on any other type than any other type of law enforcement on, the law-abiding sportsmen and women to turn in those reports when they see things going on that they know are illegal. I always tell people, to try and get as much information as you can. Everybody has a cell phone in their pocket nowadays, so if you can take pictures or, better yet, recordings of the violation in progress, that's really important information for us to have. And then, get as much detailed information as you can about, perhaps the vehicle description or the license plate number or things of that nature, and try to get them, reported in a timely fashion. But the tip program is pretty important to us, and we have a tip board, and there's funding every year that sportsmen can donate when they go buy their license to the program, and we are able to give rewards to those who turn in violations that are successfully prosecuted. So I've had some really good reports of illegal activity here lately, and was able to make some cases on those things and hopefully put a stop to that stuff. But again, these are things that couldn't be done without people picking up the phone and calling and letting us know what's going on, because it really is our responsibility as hunters to make sure that we are following the laws, and then we're actually helping kind of police people in our own ranks, as they say. And without people turning those things in, sometimes they would go unnoticed. So it's important to pick up the phone and give us a call and try to put that stuff to an end.
Yeah, I really appreciate when folks are doing that and helping out the cause and making sure that everybody's following those rules and being safe out there. Got lots of seasons going on right now, Grant. I'm sure just kind of a friendly reminder to everybody to be safe out there as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, another good reminder is if you don't know a regulation, don't guess or don't rely on the person that sells you your license to give you the correct information. That's what we get paid for. That's what we're happy to help people with. So if you have a question about something, by all means, pick up the phone and give me a call. My telephone number is 712-250-0303, and happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Awesome. A couple other quick dates I just wanted to throw out for folks, reminders. As we air this here today, actually, they're doing a Pellet Memorial Woods Work Day. So if you want to come out and assist with removal of some of the honeysuckle bushes out there, they'd appreciate that help today. That's going on from 1 to 4. And then just something to keep on your calendar, December 18th is when we're planning on doing the Christmas bird count again here in Cass County. That'll be an all-day thing that day. So get that on the calendar as well. Grant, appreciate all your information again here this week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, that's Grant Jolly, Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks for McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina. That's another week of the Conservation Report.